Who will be the Fianna Fáil candidate for the presidential race? Up to this point, no one had declared. Well, that was until a few moments ago when Ireland South MEP Billy Kelleher threw his hat in the ring. He joins me now on the line. Billy Kelleher, why are you running for the Oras?
Well, I think it's important to have a good debate with our party first around the issue of what the presidency is about, the values that Fianna Fáil has, and making sure that they are well represented in the context of the candidate that will be selected by the party. But I think more importantly, this really is about the presidency itself. You know, over the last 14 years with President Michael D. Higgins, a new presidency, a new era. And I just think that we now have an opportunity to have a very strong debate, both within the party, but more importantly, when the candidate is selected, to go out and campaign about the issues are important to Ireland. From my perspective, being pro-European, being pro-enterprise, promoting the country in a very positive way for inward investment, for tourism, etc. Okay. But also in the context, we'll say, developing strong links with cross community-based groups in Northern Ireland and using the presidency in soft diplomacy. I believe that's a very important key role that the president can lead, and I would really like to be involved in that process from the point of view of developing the country in the years ahead.
Why do you believe you have what it takes?
Well, look, I have been a candidate for Fianna Fáil since 1992. My first general election was in 1992, November 1992. I've been in the Dáil, I've been in the Senate, I have been a member of the European Parliament. I think I played a very key role, for example, in the Eighth Amendment, and people would have had very different views to me on this issue. But I wanted to bring this particular very divisive issue, for example, to the people in a non-partisan way, in a non-political way. And I sat on that committee, I facilitated the debate, and ultimately the actual proposals put forward by myself and Lisa Chambers and Ed O'Sullivan were the ones that were actually implemented in terms of legislation. So I believe I have a lot to offer in trying to bring groups together in an, that were, I'm not seen as partisan, I'm not seen as just, you know, tribal. And I think that is an important role for whatever candidate is selected, and more importantly, the role of the president themselves. So I think my track record in public life, the issues I stand for, you know, I've been speaking out for a long time on Gaza, on Ukraine, and not today or yesterday, but for many, many years. And then, of course, you know, my public representative service over the years and what I've stood for.
When did you decide?
Well, people spoke to me last April, May, and at the time, of course, there was no process in place. So, you know, it didn't materialise right through the summer. Then it went quiet. And there was a vacuum, I suppose, created in the sense that there was no process put in place by the party. We were all unsure. Colleagues were contacting me in August saying what's happening. Some said I should put my name forward. But I actually just spoke out to encourage the party to develop a process, put a process in place so people could put their name forward, or members of the parliamentary party could identify people that they would be willing to support. And I spoke out on that. And once I did that, there was quite a sizable number of people in the parliamentary party contacted me, asking me would I put my name forward in a formal process. And I spoke with Micheál Martin, the leader of the party, last night, and I informed that I would be putting my name forward.
And did you talk to him about that issue where it's been late for Fianna Fáil to decide? Effectively, it's in the hands of Micheál Martin, and therefore, is that a criticism of Micheál Martin that it's let run too long?
Well, look, I mean, we have to be factual in all of this. I mean, the last time that Fianna Fáil was involved in a process like this was 1997, actually, for Albert Reynolds and Michael O'Kennedy and Mary McAleese. I was in that parliamentary meeting making that decision. So, I mean, we haven't had a contest since. But I think to facilitate a contest is a good thing. It's healthy. We're a democratic party. I think that the members should have choices and should have options. And I think facilitating that is important, because it's not just about a coronation of a candidate, identifying a candidate and giving them the imprimatur. It's about, you know, looking at the candidate themselves, interrogating them, questioning what they stand for, their values, and how they would perform in the context of they being the standard bearer for the party in what will be a very rigorous, thorough campaign.
That's your view, but is that also Micheál Martin's view? Because there's rampant speculation that your leader favours another as yet unnamed candidate outside of the parliamentary party.
Well, I mean, that's the purpose of a process, so that I can put forward my views, my you know, vision of what the presidency is about, how I would conduct myself as a candidate, and if elected as a president. And I think it is important that we try and keep the focus on what this is about, you know, identifying a candidate that can actually carry the values that you know, our party stands for, and many more people outside of our party in the context of, as you know, the issues I've outlined, that
but
they will be reflected
Martin,
in the presidency.
Sorry to interrupt you, Billy Kelleher, but is Micheál Martin happy that you are running, that you're a candidate?
Well, I honestly believe that nobody who leads a Democratic Party could be unhappy with having a robust, rigorous debate within the party to find a candidate to represent the party in a very important election.
Yes.
Yes, in which sense?
As in that Micheál Martin was happy that you were the candidate and putting yourself forward.
Well, I'm saying I don't think anybody could be unhappy, with a rigorous process whereby it gives parliamentary party members choice. Okay. There's 71 of us there, and I believe that a good, robust internal debate initially, identifying the candidates, and then whoever selected, that there will be full unity of purpose to ensure that we can win the presidency and the values of Fianna Fáil and that broad centrist population within Ireland that stand for, pro-European, pro-enterprise, the restricted constitutional role that they're not breached, and making sure that that is what happens in terms of the campaign itself.
Two quick questions. You have been contacting parliamentary party members today. What type of reception are you receiving?
Well, the reason I put my name forward is because over the last number of days, there's been quite a sizable number of parliamentary party colleagues contacting me, asking me to, keep my name there, to put my name forward. I wanted to give Micheál Martin the courtesy of speaking with him, and I did that last night to inform him that I would be contesting, and now I've contacted all parliamentary party members by to inform them, and I'm also speaking to them by privately on phone as well.
One final question. Presidential elections are a brutal business. Why would you want to put yourself through it?
Well, I've three children. I love this country. I've served this in public life all my life. I pretty much have been, a child public representative. My first election was in 1992. And I honestly believe that, we now have a new era, another 100 years of our state. We just celebrated the 100-year anniversaries not so long ago. And I think that is a huge opportunity now. We have a very young population, an expanding population. And I believe there's an opportunity now to have a broad debate among ourselves as a people about the type of Ireland we want. And, I'd like to bring in the debate to the centre rather than the extremes of the left and the right, which divide rather than unite.
Ireland South MEP Billy Kelleher, thank you very much for joining us.